What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
She's actually dealing with walking pneumonia right now, so if she's listening, I hope she's doing well.
She thinks she's got bets in today?
No, because basketball. Well, she likes the WNBA. She's got.
Does she actually bet on it? Does she know how to use like a betting app?
No, but she. I mean, she's never met a slot machine she doesn't like.
I think that's anybody over the age of 75.
I hate to stereotype, you know, 75 and up women, but they go crazy over slot machines the way I do when Paige Sporanic puts out like a new video. It's insane, man.
Well, I think like
they
even
just
people
love
who make
slots.
Even people who make movies that have any involvement in a casino cast the movie like that. It's always the old lady who comes up after the character leaves or something who pulls the slot lever one time and quarters shoot out.
So my mom is in her 60s now. In another 10 years, is she just gonna like something is gonna flip in her and she's gonna start loving slots?
Probably. I mean, your mom will have to be told you can smoke cigarettes, but not the stuff you like to smoke.
Well, she's in New York, which I think allows for her to do those things there.
She could just be rolling doobies.
I think.
My grandma, who passed over 10 years ago, up until the last couple of years of her life, you know, she didn't move around as well. She didn't move around as well, but my one uncle would take her if we would go to Atlantic City or something, or down to the ocean. He'd take her up to Atlantic City. She was in a wheelchair at that point for the most part. Uh-huh. She'd be there for 11 or 12 hours at a stretch. They're pumping oxygen into those places so you feel good. You can't see the windows. You don't know how much time is passing unless
you're
checking it.
They like bingo, too.
Oh, she'd pull
the
those slot
heads,
levers
the
for hours.
The septuagenarians and octogenarians also go hog wild for bingo.
What I don't get about the slot machine is it's such a passive activity. You're not using your brain. You're just sit there, pull lever. Like, occasionally you spice it up and make it a triple value bet.
You want my morbid take on that?
Sure. Yes, Pony. Come on, it's me.
I think that people at that age are like, you know what? I can't take this money with me, so I might as well try to, like, get a jackpot, a huge score, and if I end up giving it to the casino, so be it. It's better than just sitting around in, like, a savings account somewhere.
Yeah, I can respect that. And if you win some, and you got grandkids or sons and daughters.
How about you had some grannies, Donnie. Were they into slots? Were they into the casinos?
Big time.
Yeah, I think. Is it a stereotype? If
I mean,
it's true?
It's just like an easy retirement activity, no?
Yeah,
like,
it's just, it takes no physical ability.
They get in one of those like little buses that takes them down there. They cut them a deal. They give them like a food voucher, too. They're in, you know, it's like a, it's like a field trip in school. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Our big one was
an
when
old
we got to go to the
field trip.
When we got to go to the strip district in sixth grade, man, it was off the chain. Going and getting candy. But yeah, you're right. It's like it's a field trip for the retirees. My parents are much more spry. They're in their early 70s. And
congratulations on all
their
success.
They get around and they like to travel and they go to national parks. But like occasionally my mom will tell me that my dad likes to go down to one of the casinos and the one that has a dog track or whatever.
Oh, he bets on
that. Yeah, he likes to go down to the track a little bit and throw in a few wagers. He likes to watch the races.
Good for him.
I mean, so do I.
Sure.
When I had my my bachelor party, my dad, we were out in Wheeling doing that deal. My dad was at the races just loving life.
I'll tell you, Stella went nuts for the Washington County Fair yesterday.
She looked like she was loving it. She got the little cowgirl boots. She had her outfit.
There was a brick of fries.
You said this off the air, a brick of fries.
Yes, it was like a rectangular thing. It was like a compact rectangle of fries that you could get with like bacon and sour cream and stuff like that poured over if you wanted it, nacho cheese.
So it was just very crispy on the outside like a rectangle, yeah. But then inside
people
it was soft.
People were mostly eating it with forks. You know, they had all the games there. The basketball hoops, the one where you're trying to throw like a ball into a bowl for crap. I mean, they get you every which way, those carnies. But the they do.
Yeah.
But you know, it was actually to me, so you know, my highlight from being there. So Scott Blasey performed from the Clark solo.
Yeah.
And I just have such respect. The dude just gets up there. There's probably like 20 people milling about.
Incredibly nice guy, by the way.
He gets up there and he's like, hey, I'm Scott Blasey. Like, no.
No fanfare.
Yeah.
If he was at the Fayette County Fair, they'd be going nuts because he shouted out the Fayette County Fair.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, I'm a Connellsville guy. So he just starts ripping off songs about living in Pittsburgh and whatnot acoustically.
Very talented dude. I mean, I've done events where Scott's been the entertainment and like, He listens to the show. I know he does.
Well, I liked
it. Not like super regularly, but I know almost, he listens.
A tear almost came to my eye listening.
Really?
Yeah, they were just moving songs about family life and growing up and rites of passage and things of that
we're
nature.
We're going to the festival tonight. I'm taking the boys.
What festival?
My Parents' Parish Festival.
Those are a hoot, man.
They're great, dude.
I love the church festival.
Bazaars and festivals are right my
you hear that wheel clicking, and you know you're in the right place.
Chuck-a-Luck, the money wheel. Dude, there was a dealer back in the day. You could, you know, bet the money wheel, right? And you could bet up to like how many ever dollars. They'd bring in a cooler if me and my buddies were winning too much. I don't know if he's alive. I'm going to shout his name out. His name was Keith Allen. And if we saw Keith Allen come in to spin the wheel, we're like, the cooler's here, brother. We're scrambling like cockroaches in the light.
You get those older, like, Eastern European grandmas. They're making their pierogies
and stuff.
You've
got your elephant ears. You've got every night there's a different dinner theme.
They're making,
like,
their,
from a different
they're
country.
Making that Hynoski thing that
Polushki.
Has...
Henry Hynoski.
Henry Hynoski.
They're just cooking, they are cooking up fullbacks like you wouldn't believe.
You guys know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Polushki. That's good. Polushki, they got the Chinese auctions.
Oh,
my
yeah.
dad goes to me, he goes, guess what? The carnies are back this year. So the Ferris wheel is back. Like that, the teacups, man. I mean, me, Lennox, and Ace are going to be pigs in slop tonight.
That's a lifestyle, man. The carnies. They're just taking those rides from town to town, festival to festival.
So, like, they still have it. My parents.
Where are they
parish,
sleeping?
Great question. Box cars. Don't you imagine?
Are they
like
sleeping in the back of their trucks? Or are they in a hotel?
They have like RVs or anything?
Probably RVs, yeah. So the one dude. Who stands at like the information desk and kind of is like the MC because it's all in a big parking
sure.
lot, right? He's still going in his early 80s. I said to my dad, "How's Mr. Kerr doing? Is he still doing?" He goes, "Absolutely." He'll say, "Just one little dollar gets you all these things," and I love it, man. I'm probably more excited than the kids to go tonight.
Definitely, like gets like the gambling bug in kids.
Oh
at
my
early
god,
age.
Dude! It's like the one acceptable way to have kids gambling. It's wild.
I'll tell you, the Catholics have no bones about that. They don't care.
No, absolutely not.
They'll get you right in the mix with that stuff, baby.
Yeah, well, then you see that in the light beer. My joke was like, because the nuns used to obviously take part.
The
and I
nuns.
Would say they'd take vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, and then I would say, but not sobriety. You'd see him walk, the old principal at my mom's grade school be walking around the can of Natty Light.
That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.